Okay, what was the stressful things happen when you study abroad?
Yeah, so there was this time that I was traveling in India with one of my good friends that I met while I was abroad. And we were, after 30 hours of crazy, crazy travel in Delhi, we were flying from Delhi then to Mumbai for the next few days. And we had gotten a tuk-tuk driver, which is like an auto rickshaw, what they kind of transport people around a lot in India. We got one for the morning, and he had taken us around part of the city to a few sites, and he took us shopping, and he kept assuring us that we had plenty of time to get to the airport, that we had nothing to worry about. And so against my better type A judgment, I believed him. And so we had, when we left the last store we went to, we had probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours until our flight, and he was like, "Oh, plenty of time, no need to worry." He said it was about a 30-minute ride to the airport, and so we got 25, 30 minutes into our ride, and we still weren't there, and that was to be expected because traffic in India is always a little bit crazy. But we, all of a sudden, about 30 minutes into our ride, everything just stopped, and this was not the kind of traffic we had encountered before. Literally, like, cars were packed so tight that motorcycles weren't even weaving in and out. Like, it was dead stopped. And after about 10, 15 minutes of not moving an inch, our tuk-tuk driver, his name was Pinky, got out and started walking around and asking people what was going on. And what he found out was that an ambassador was flying out of the airport, and for their car to go by, they had closed down every major road surrounding the airport. So we at that after we've been dead stopped for about 30 minutes, our flight was in around an hour, was a little bit stressed out, to say the least, and I was like kind of hyperventilating, kind of starting to get really, really anxious. When my friend said something along the lines of, do you know when we're gonna start moving? Do you know when they're gonna reopen the roads?" And his only response was, "Well, this is incredible, India. No one can go to the airport and no one can go to the hospital. Like, this is just how it is." And which clearly did not help my anxiety. But we started moving about 5 minutes later, thankfully. We got to the airport and ran to our gate and got there just in time to catch our flight. And so, funny enough, it all worked out. But I think for me, being someone that gets a little bit anxious about those kind of things, it was a really great learning experience to understand that sometimes you just have to go with the flow and be understanding of the culture you're in, because there was really, really nothing we could do.
Do you think that like the saying like expect the unexpected became a lot more apparent throughout your time abroad after this circumstance? You know, I feel like abroad is kind of a huge time for really expect the unexpected because so much happens while you're abroad.
Yeah, I would say definitely India was the fourth country we went to on semester at sea. And the first was Spain, which was Europe. It was fairly easy to get around in. I had been to Ghana before and had connections to kind of bring me different places. And then in South Africa, my mom came to visit. So we had a pretty planned itinerary as well. So it was really the first place that I felt like 100% on my own in traveling. And that was a pretty nerve-wracking experience to feel like I have to make big decisions, and now I don't know if anything is actually going to work out. So, yeah, I think over the course of the six countries we went to after that, I became pretty fluid and realized that sometimes, like, you do need to book your plane ticket the day before your flight. You need to realize that you are going to get to a city and maybe not have a hotel booked. But you just become flexible and fluid, and I would agree that you learn to expect the unexpected.